Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Now on the tee.
Is it time? Let's do this.
It's time for Real Golf Radio, the longest-running nationally syndicated golf show in the country, with insights and experience of professional golfer Bob Casper, son of Hall of Famer Billy Casper, and the passion and, fun
hey.
Of Brian Taylor.
Nice.
Here they are, the hosts of Real Golf Radio, Brian and Bob.
Well, hello there and happy Thanksgiving weekend and welcome to this best of edition of Real Golf Radio. I'm Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, Dave Glauser, our producer, and we wish you and yours all of the best. Thanks so much for taking us along however you are accessing the show, and be sure to follow us on Twitter at Real Golf. Hope you have enjoyed a peaceful and enjoyable Thanksgiving weekend and kickoff to this holiday season. We've got a good one for you. We've had some wonderful conversations over the last couple of months, and we want to take the opportunity to share some of those with you, including Tom Weisskopf, legend, Hall of Famer, golf course designer. He's designing and constructing the new championship golf course at Black Desert Resort in St. George, Utah, and shared some of his thoughts from his career and his thoughts on golf course design as it relates to all of this new distance discussion. Ben Crenshaw, commemorating 25 years since his emotional Masters win back in 1995, his second green jacket. He joins us for some thoughts. And Dave Neville, Senior Director of Brand Management for Callaway Golf, on the all-new Players Iron lineup from Callaway and why you might just want to rock those new blades. To me, there's nothing like a beautiful set of pure blades. Coming up on the back nine, hour number two, Mike Weir on his rookie campaign on the Champions Tour and insights from the 2003 Masters champ. Also, Tony Finau. We had a chance to attend and visit with Tony, his Tony Finau Foundation golf tournament just a couple of days following the U.S. Open at Wingfoot. And then we'll wrap things up with a good friend of ours, a veteran golf journalist, the one and only Jeff Rude. You know, this Thanksgiving season, as we wrap up our 21st year of Real Golf Radio, we're most thankful for the relationships that we've made and the opportunity that we've had to share our experiences with the game of golf with all of you passionate golf fans. So thank you for tuning in and helping us make our dreams come true with this show over the last two decades. Well, settle in, enjoy some of your leftover turkey and favorite desserts and treats, and enjoy some of our favorite conversations from the last couple of months on this Thanksgiving best of edition of Real Golf Radio presented by Callaway Golf. Stay tuned. Coming up next, kicking things off with Mr. Tom Weisskopf. Brian and Bob with you, Dave Glauser producing, and you're listening to Real Golf Radio. In golf, we love the way technology helps us better enjoy the game. The same goes for our other pursuits. If fly fishing is one of those, let me introduce you to the River Quiver. Fly fishing is about the journey, moving from spot to spot until you land that fish you've been looking for all day. But what do you do with your rod? Break it down, hang it out the back window? You're not going to let it roll around in the back of your truck. Just slide it in your River Quiver, fully assembled and ready to fish. This premium rooftop fly rod holder is designed to protect your rod and give you more time on the water to catch more fish. Locked, loaded, ready to fish. Find your River Quiver at riversmith.com.
To be the number one irons in golf for five consecutive years and counting, Callaway can't stop pushing the limits. That's why they've used artificial intelligence to create the new Maverick irons. AI has uniquely engineered a flash face cup in every Maverick iron to maximize distance throughout your entire set, while each club's center of gravity is precisely positioned to optimize launch. New distance is out there. It takes a Maverick to find it. Get new distance at CallawayGolf.com. Callaway, the number one irons in golf.
How did we create our most advanced tour ball ever? We invested and built one of the most advanced golf ball facilities in the world. Inside and out, we've re-engineered every aspect of ChromeSoft to create our fastest, highest quality, and most consistent tour ball ever. A new era of innovation has built a ball for total performance. The new ChromeSoft. This ball changes everything.
From the brand that sells over 2 million backpacks per year, OGIO's new Fuse Stand Bag will have you feeling as fresh on the 17th hole as you did on the second. Integrating industry-leading strap technology, OGIO's Fuse Stand Bag is the perfect companion for the walking golfer. With wide and dense padding and the self-leveling fit disc technology, the Fuse delivers unparalleled walkability. This season, make sure your stand bag is as light as Fuse. Learn more about the best bags in golf at OGIO.com/golf.
Those who know love heading to St. George, Utah for year-round fun, especially golf. But where to stay is always a challenge, and getting a tee time can be tough. What if there was a Scottsdale-style golf resort in St. George where you can stay and play? And what if you could own your own residence there? Well, now there is. Introducing Black Desert Resort at Entrada. The second and final chapter of the Entrada vision offers a full community with exceptional amenities from residential villages, hiking trails through preserved lava flows, spa, world-class dining and shopping, and a Tom Weisskopf championship golf course. It's literally an outdoor paradise that will strengthen family bonds and make lifelong memories. That's life at Black Desert. Find out how you can stake your claim at blackdesertresort.com. blackdesertresort.com. Exclusive real estate opportunities are available now. Black Desert Resort at Entrada. Unlike anything you've experienced before.
And now, the best.
Rewind.
Cue it up. Of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper on the Real Golf Radio Network.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. You're listening to Real Golf Radio presented by Callaway Golf and the new ChromeSoft and ChromeSoft X. This ball changes everything. Check it out at CallawayGolf.com. Continuing now with our conversation from Black Desert Resort with Mr. Tom Weisskopf.
And you mentioned plenty long. The distance debate is sort of raging. Bryson pumped himself up and kind of tore Wingfoot apart. I'm sure you played Wingfoot a number of times. What's your commentary when someone asks you about what's happening right now with the distance and I guess tour golf and how that transcends down into amateur play?
Well, you know, it's fine to say that we all play by the same rules, which we do because the USGA and RNA really demand that. I think that's an excuse. I really think we need to roll the ball back for these players to hit the ball these prodigious distances. They're bigger, stronger guys. The equipment is so good. There's never been a better time for a person to take this game up because of the equipment that's available to play with, you know. I just think the equipment's too good. The rules need to be changed on the professional side, and don't worry about how far the ball goes for the amateur. You know, you only get a benefit with these golf balls and these drivers if you can swing faster than 115 miles an hour. You know, so those are the people that are getting the benefit, and those are the guys like Bryson. He probably swings at 130 miles an hour. I don't know, but, I mean, he's a big, strong guy, and he proved that. And he took on a philosophy that I question, but I heard him say before the week started. But he proved himself right. You know, he'd rather be playing a nine or a wedge out of the heavy rough and, you know, felt like he was comfortable and adequate and had the chance to do that and proved it to be right. But they need to do something. But the thing that everybody's afraid of is a lawsuit. and that would be restraint of trade. And these companies spend millions and millions of dollars, even though they make it, these equipment companies. But they need to roll the ball back. I mean, you know, a lot of people don't realize that the NFL ball is streamlined compared to the college ball. It's a different design. It's built for passing. It's a passing type of game, the professional game. In tennis, they slow the ball down at altitude so they can rally more, so the servers just don't have the advantage, you know. The NBA plays with a ball that's 3 ounces heavier than the college ball. It's because those big guys are so big and strong, it's built for shooting, you know. So why can't we have something for the on the professional side? That's my opinion, you know. Now, I don't know how far they'd have to roll it back, but, you know, I was a pretty long hitter in my time, and for me to hit it 300 yards, it had to be downhill, downwind at about 20 miles an hour in a brick-hard fairway, right? But these guys carry the ball 300, 310, 320, and it's just too far. And consequently, they just destroy these golf courses. They're very good. They have a tremendous talent. They have a tremendous ability, and they work hard on their games. I'm not saying that. But we could still have a great game. Nicholas came up with the idea about 15 years ago. He's right. Roll the ball back. That would help.
You talked about the massacre in 74. Well, that was, remember, well, we're coming off of Johnny shooting 63 in 73, and then following up the month after, you tied the scoring record at the Open at 12 under par with Palmer from, I mean, and that had been, what, 11 years since that Palmer had held that 12 under. Nobody had got there until you did at Troon on the same course.
Yeah, you know, that just shows you the decades, you know, produce better players. You just look back in my 20 years of playing, you know, the players got really much better. And that was because of equipment again, though, too. The ball changed. The Pro V was called the Pro V, the Titleist, you know, in the late 80s, you know. And the guys, the designs of the irons were much different, you know. They launched the ball quicker, better, everything. Then the metal driver came out instead of the wood driver. And, you know, these utility clubs, these hybrids that they use, the 20s, 22s, 24s, you know, specialty clubs. The wedges are better. The putters are better. Everything about it, the players are better. They're in better shape. They work out now, you know. They're physically fit. And they're more disciplined, and the teaching's better. I mean, we have better teachers all through the country, you know, that can instruct people and get them going and to enjoy this game. But you can't buy a game, though, you know. Even though I mentioned all this equipment's so good, don't think go out there and waste hundreds of dollars and say, well, this will help my game. You know, you still have to put an effort into it.
Hey, Tom, before we let you go, and we really appreciate you spending some time, when you look back on your career, and obviously a wonderful career, and you competed in what many think is the golden age of golf when there were so many great champions, and you won your share of them, certainly battling it out with the Ohio State battle between you and Jack. When you look back, what are some of your memories? What are some of your favorite things that you still cherish?
Well, you know, I think I can say that I played against the greatest players that generation. There's more in the Hall of Fame than in any period of time on tour. Look at Nicklaus. People don't realize this one individual statistic. They remember the 18 majors, but 19 times he finished second. Mm-hmm. And 16 times he finished third.
That one I didn't know.
Yeah, 53 times he finished first, second, or third. 53 times. Now, if he isn't the greatest golfer of all time, and I played with a lot of guys, and when you were fortunate enough to beat him, you know, you felt pretty good.
So you're thinking the Nicklaus wins are the ones that you remember.
Now, I'm not discounting Tiger. Tiger, in the last 20 years, you know, after Jack's time out there, He's the greatest player of his generation, his time, you know. But still, Jack, there was Watson, there was Trevino, there was Gary Player, there was Arnold Palmer, there was Raymond Floyd, Johnny Miller. I mean, it goes on and on and on, you know. Hall of Famers that won multiple, most of them won 20, 25 minimally, and then threw in three or four or five majors in there too. So it was just I just feel like I was fortunate to Casper. There's a forgotten player, you know. He never got really his just due. I mean, he handled those guys pretty much so, you know. There's so many good players, so many good memories, and we didn't think about I guess if I had one regret, I just wish we could have played for what these guys are playing for today.
Hard to argue that, right? I mean, what did you cash for your Open Championship win? About 13 grand, something like that?
You have a good memory. You're good. $12,000 for the Open. The last year, Sean Lowry just was barely under $2 million. Quite a difference.
Well, Tom, thank you so much for your generous time. It was fun to go out and walk that desert turf and terrain and see you looking and pointing and figuring out and envisioning this new Black Desert Resort golf course that you're doing. And we're excited to see it all come to fruition. Really, really thrilled to have a Weisskopf course right here in St. George.
Well, I am too, and Brian, I want to say this ownership is a good ownership. These guys are golf fanatics. We're sitting right here in their simulator. They're playing the course already on their simulator. But you know, they're good guys, and this is a beautiful area, and it's been discovered. There's no doubt about it. You know, and we're very thankful to have this opportunity.
It's the best of Real Golf Radio.
Hotel Park City, along with the spa and Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, are open. Parents were tired, forced into homeschooling, juggling work at home and kids at home. Well, take a staycation and escape to Hotel Park City. The pool's open, fitness center, Bandana's Grill, Ruth's Chris, the spa, and the golf course. From suites and the cottages that offer private hot tubs on the balcony and three fireplaces, you gotta get away. To Hotel Park City, call 435-940-5077. That's 435-940-5077 for reservations today.
Hi, it's Ned Siegfried. Siegfried & Jensen has been around a long time. We've been handling injury cases for over 30 years. During this time, Siegfried & Jensen has had the privilege of helping tens of thousands of Utahns. If you've had the misfortune of being injured in an accident, we'd love to help you as well. To talk to us for free about your situation, call us at 801-222-2222 or visit us at SiegfriedJensen.com.
Hey, when you're not hunting birdies on the golf course, you may just want to hunt or shoot. Get some guns and ammo. Yeah, it's what you want. It's also the name of the store. Stop in one of the four locations along the Wasatch Front with Get Some Guns and Ammo stores in Murray, Orem, Layton, and Tooele. A great selection of firearms, an indoor shooting range for rifle, pistols, and shotguns, and Get Some has a large selection of range gun rentals so you can try it before you buy it. Beginners are welcome. Come and learn from the experts at Get Some Guns and Ammo, open 7 days a week.
You might know Mountain Land Supply for its plumbing products, but did you know Mountain Land Supply also carries landscaping, irrigation supplies, and tools? They can help you design and calculate the exact feet of pipe, sprinkler heads, and nozzles to use for your yard. Using smartphone technology, you can even control your watering with state-of-the-art controllers. For all your landscaping needs, go to mountainlandsupply.com to find the location nearest you.
This is Brian Taylor. There are things in your life that stand out as significant, game changers even. They impact everything else you do. I'm not overstating when I say my choice to have LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision was one of those. Growing up, I had good vision. I never wanted glasses. One day in college, I realized I couldn't see the whiteboard. Finally, I broke down, I got glasses and contacts, and I was introduced to the world of irritated and dry eyes, contact solution, broken glasses, you name it. Finally, I had LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. This was a game changer. No more contacts, no more solution, no more glasses. Instantly, I could see. It was so easy and it worked. My only regret was waiting so long. Hoops Vision is world-renowned, and with the latest technology, they give you more options than ever. Do yourself a favor. Go to hoopsvision.com right now and schedule your free consultation. And mention Real Golf Radio and save $1,000 off your LASIK procedure. Hoops Vision is your key to making sure nothing gets between you and your life focus. It's one of those moments you'll always remember.
You're listening to the best of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper on the Real Golf Radio Network.
All right, welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, thanks so much for joining us. We're really thrilled to have our next guest join us. He's a 19-time winner on the PGA Tour, including a two-time Masters champion back in 1984 and 25 years ago in 1995. Ben Crenshaw, one of the all-time legends of the game, kind enough to spend some time with us. Mr. Crenshaw, good evening. How are you?
I'm great. And Brian and Bob, it's a pleasure to talk to y'all. The Masters is coming up in a couple of weeks, and we really don't know how this is going to be. People have started to ask me, well, what do you think? And I said, look, I've been over there in the fall, the flowers aren't quite out, but I'll tell you one thing that I'm hoping for. I'm hoping it's dry. I hope it's not a wet week. But I know the golf course will play longer. And if it stays dry, it could play quick. It could play really fast. They could get the greens really, really quick with those low temperatures. But I think that everyone's going to have to feel their way around. And I must say, I really have enjoyed watching all the tournaments, but with no spectators, it's just very strange.
Yeah.
But I know the players have become accustomed to it now. You're still in competition, not only with your immediate cohorts, but you're in competition to beat the golf course too. And I think that's foremost on all the players' minds. I for some reason, if you're there at Augusta, you're happy to be there. No question. The first timers will not get, the full experience for the week with the practice rounds and the par three tournament and the people. But they're there. You know, there's only one Augusta National.
Let's go back to 95. And you had Tiger Woods, U.S. Amateur champ at the time, playing in the Masters for the first time. Phil Mickelson opened up with 66 in that first round. Those are a couple of long ball hitters. You edged Davis Love III out by a shot. He was one of the long ball hitters of the day. We're only 3 years removed from Freddie Couples. He was called Boom Boom. He was a long hitter for the day. But you were the one that ended up on top. So I guess the reason I'm putting that out there is, sure, there's a lot of guys that are testing the limits of distance today, but does that necessarily mean they're going to have the advantage when they tee it up at Augusta?
Well, they certainly should, and it has been proven that distance does matter quite a bit. There's no doubt about that. I mean, if you're going in with a couple of lesser clubs, let's say, obviously that helps. But you got to put the ball on the green in the right places. There's no question about that. And as I say, there's no other set of greens that are more diabolical. I mean, there's so many years that all of us had to learn the golf course and learn where and where not to put the ball. And to gauge the speed of the approach putts, I think, was such a vital part of it. Certainly helped me, in 1984 and 1995, and I did not have a three putt in either of those tournaments, which, it saved a lot of shots for me. But one thing, I drove the ball pretty well, and I hit my irons well. And, you know, I must confess, I've never had a tournament where I had only five bogeys the whole week, which was, I mean, that's very rare for me because I was usually a pretty volatile player. You know, I could get hot at certain times and get mad at myself, and it would cost me a little bit, but I held things together that week. But it was a dream week for me. It was just a dream. I had not played well just prior to the Masters. I missed the cut in New Orleans, and I was there early at Augusta National. You know, and I get this, I'm eating dinner at the club, and I get this phone call from Tom Kite on Sunday night saying that our old teacher, Harvey Penick, had just passed away. So now I'm in shock. I never wanted to be away from Austin when that happened, so we made a plan to go back to Austin and bury Harvey on Tuesday, and then I came back to Augusta National Wednesday. You know, I don't, something took over me that whole week because I said, you know what, I must say how thankful I was to have Harvey in my life. He taught me so many wonderful things, lasting things, and I started out the tournament, and I played well the first day, and the second day, and the third day, and I tried as hard as I could not to think about what the week meant to me in my memory of Harvey. And I'm convinced that I had a lot of help from a lot of different places. And I know the Lord looked after me that week through Harvey Penick. There's no doubt in my mind. I still laugh at one of the greatest lines I ever heard. Dan Jenkins at the end of the tournament said, "This was a bad week for atheists." I'll never forget that. I'll never forget that. But no, I played like a dream that week. I played like a kid. I played like a kid that week. I played instinctive golf, intuitive golf. I didn't think any swing thoughts. I had a good touch, and I was doing the right things, and I had the right breaks too. I mean, you got to have the breaks.
Yeah.
That happened for you to win.
No doubt about it. And I love that thought that you just had. I played like a kid, because there's so many guys in today's game right now that are thinking so much with their swing and everything that they lose sight. And the guy that lives right there in Texas with you, Jordan Spieth, he needs to do the same thing. He needs to play like a kid again.
I agree with you. You know, I love Jordan, and I suffer with him, and I know he'll get it back. And, you know, I think every young golfer goes through experimental stages. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know. I haven't bothered him. I don't want to. But, man, I pull for him hard. He'll get it.
Yep.
He's got way too much ability. But I agree. He's got such a great imagination, you know, and he's such a competitor. And I'm looking forward to seeing him in a couple of weeks.
Hey, Ben, while we still have you for a few more minutes, when you think about this upcoming Masters, and I know there's so many questions, it's going to be different. Without the patrons out there, without the roars, playing in silence, does that favor maybe a past champion more than one that has yet to win the tournament, just from the standpoint that they've got a little bit more experience and more repetition out there on that golf course?
Well, I think you may be right. I think that, you know, I don't think there's any question that a lot of champions have done well in the tournament, and they go well on experience, and they go through past years where they did this and that, and they knew how to get around in some spots. And believe me, there's no question about it that Tiger Woods put on a performance this last time, and experience won out, in my opinion. He played so patient, and he knew what to do, played very, I'd say, not safely, but smartly. He put the balls in the right spots, knew where to miss the ball, and he just played beautiful. And he let some people make mistakes. And I don't know how many times that I ever heard Jack Nicklaus say that he would play golf as well as he could, no question, but he knew that some people were going to make mistakes, and he tried to be as patient as possible. And I think that's what happened with Tiger. He played brilliant, but man, experience won out that this last time.
And it came on the 12th tee. I got to ask you, Ben. You've played there a long time. I'm just a hack, and I love watching and covering the game. But how in the world do today's players have watched that hole being played so many times, still try to go at that flag on Sunday?
Oh, let me tell you, it just takes a lifetime of knowing. It's the most tempting little hole that anybody could ever play. And now, listen, I know that your dad. I know that he would say, how many good shots did I see going up through the air, going towards that green?
Oh, yeah.
Ended up horrible. Yep. Ended up buried or over the green. And it's just the most elusive little hole to get the proper distance and the proper gauge of pin high. Really difficult. But there's no doubt that Tiger played it really patient, played it to the fat side, the left side, the safe side. And, you know, it's to play at that pin, you have to have just an absolute still day. But it's, you know, when you're in the last round there, it's so lethal. I mean, you make a little mistake and it's a double. There's no doubt about it. Then you're debilitated for the next few holes.
Hey, Ben, you'd mentioned distance. You obviously have spent a lifetime in golf course design as well. What's your thoughts when you see what Bryson did at Wingfoot? And, you know, now as he's set his sights on Augusta and trying to even hit the ball further and get stronger and carry it longer, are there some things that golf courses are going to have to do? Or there's some what's your thoughts? Or do we just enjoy and appreciate what Bryson's able to do with his athleticism?
Well, athleticism, you know, you cannot, you can't legislate that. And what he's doing is just astounding. You know, I've never seen anybody go at bodybuilding and doing everything he can do to provide the most energy he can to the ball, put on so much muscle, working out three times a day. You know, and this 48-inch driver, I can't wait to see this thing.
It's the best of Real Golf Radio.
Have you heard? There's an all-new experience coming to St. George, Utah. Black Desert Resort at Entrada is a full community resort experience featuring a resort hotel, private residences, world-class dining and shopping, a Tom Weisskopf designed championship golf course, and so much more. With a simple message of remarkable within reach, Black Desert Resort beckons you to visit and even stay for a lifetime. Exclusive real estate opportunities are available at blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort at Entrada, unlike anything you've experienced before.
When it comes to putting, alignment is arguably the most important part of the equation.
Okay, let's face it. If you're not lined up correctly, the odds of you making anything are next to nothing.
Which is why Odyssey continues to set the standard for performance with the new triple track putters.
The distinct triple track alignment lines that you've seen on Callaway golf balls, they're now featured on the new triple track putters from Odyssey.
It's shocking how much easier it is to line up your putts.
Wow. Triple track technology utilizes a principle called, you ready for this? Vernier hyperacuity.
What?
To improve your alignment and your putting accuracy.
That's that same visual technology used to land jets on aircraft carriers.
Hey, now that's reliable and accurate.
And once you're lined up, you can focus on making a great stroke.
Just like Bob always does, which is even easier since every triple track putter has a multi-material consistency enhancing Stroke Lab shaft that's been winning major championships and dominating at tour events around the world.
Get lined up with the new triple track putters at odysseygolf.com.
Odyssey, the number one putter in golf. Callaway knows you can't create new distance by doing the same old, same old. It takes unconventional thinking to create something transformative, and that's what Callaway did with the new Maverick driver. Maverick's Flash Face SS20 was designed using artificial intelligence, a powerful supercomputer tested and refined
thousands of virtual prototypes until it created Callaway's fastest, most forgiving driver possible. New distance is out there. It takes a Maverick to find it. Explore Maverick drivers at CallawayGolf.com.
Born from 10 years of research and innovation, the shaft synonymous with high performance and unrivaled feel is back. Introducing the all-new Mottori X from Fujikura. Built to amplify the performance of today's driver heads with a reinforced bias core and a torsionally stiffened handle, Mottori X doesn't just add speed and stability, it multiplies it. Get custom fit from Mottori X today.
When I'm not on the golf course, you'll probably find me in a river. Sometimes I only have a short time to fish. Sometimes I'm out all day going from spot to spot. Either way, I always wrestle with transporting my fly rod. Well, I found the perfect solution. The River Quiver by Riversmith. Handcrafted and designed in Boulder, Colorado by fishermen for fishermen. This premium rooftop fly rod holder transports your fully assembled, fully rigged fly rod safely and securely so you're ready to fish. And it looks sick on the roof rack. Locked, loaded, ready to fish. Get your River Quiver at Riversmith.
You're listening to the best of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper on the Real Golf Radio Network.
Welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper with you, and time for a little discussion about equipment. And I'll tell you what, we've had Dave Neville, Senior Director of Brand Management for Callaway Golf, on the show a lot, and we love to visit with him. Of course, you can hear him on Callaway's podcast network as well as one of the hosts, and just does a fantastic job. We talk about a lot of equipment that Callaway comes out with, and it is meant to, there's a ton of technology behind it, but I got to be honest, I get just a little bit more excited when they come out with their Apex MB irons. They are worth picking up, looking at, and admiring for sure. So with that, Dave Neville joins us right now, Callaway Golf. Dave, how are you, man?
Hi, guys. Hi, Brian. Hi, Bob. Good to be with you guys.
Sorry for the lack of enthusiasm this morning.
No, you always get excited. And it's interesting because we're on a three-year life cycle with the MB and the CB and the UT. And the better players have been kind of chomping at the bit because we've been releasing a lot of products, you know, even though we're in the middle of this pandemic, but it's mostly been for all higher handicappers. We had the Big Bertha, we had the Reva, we had the Mac Daddy CB Wedge, and the better players have been asking, what do you have for us? And now we have a full lineup of better player irons, the top of the pyramid, as we like to call it, starting with the Apex MB.
Was this in conjunction with consulting with players on tour and that kind of thing? Because these are definitely top of the pyramid, as you said, players' irons.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, there's those people who like to get out there on Getty Images and Golf WRX and see stuff that's out there that's being tested. And we were testing these Apex MBs even last fall. I know there's a few pictures that leaked out. We had Patrick Rogers testing them. We had Sam Burns testing the CB as well, a few things getting out there on the interwebs, you know, and we're finally ready to talk about them. So I'm excited.
All right, well, let's get right to it then. And we begin with the top. We'll get to all of these, but the Apex MB irons, and I guess this is the ultimate blade, right? I mean, this is tour shape and design. This is just absolutely pure as it gets.
Yeah, it's like you said, I'll probably have a nice office set of these, but they may not see the light of the day out on the course. Yeah. You got to have some game to play the Apex MB, but that's what it's all about. It's about being able to shape a shot, to be able to look down at kind of these classic lines, the thin top line, you know, that kind of straighter leading edge. But we actually wanted to bring a little something unique, a little something different, innovation, especially around the precision builds of these Apex MBs, because they are, a lot of them are for the best players in the world or are Callaway master staffers or for very low handicappers like yourselves. And we wanted to really be able to dial in the swing weights on these. So typically what we would have with the Apex MB is a light head, a kind of a medium or stock head and a heavy head. And that helped us to get the swing weights and the builds exactly how we wanted. Problem with that is it's an inventory, you know, it's a nightmare, it's a challenge. And even out on tour on the Vans, you got to have all these heavy heads, you got to have the light heads, the medium heads. And so we have a new weight port in the back of the head, and it's precisely in the center so that we're not affecting the CG location. We no longer need to have that lighter, heavy head because we have multiple weights that we can use to dial in our builds and our swing weights.
Mm. So it's interesting, you know, guys building clubs out on tour, you know, if the head needed to be heavier, they would put lead tape on it, or they'd put lead down the neck of the shaft. And that changed everything as far as the CG is concerned. But now you are focusing this more on keeping that CG right in the middle of the club.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Bob. So with the lead tape, I mean, people would put it anywhere. Some people would put it on the sole, you know, like people put it on the hosel, sometimes on the top line. Besides, you know, looking a little bit wonky, it's not very precise in terms of where that CG location is going to be. So now with these screws, they're exactly behind the center of the CG. So we're just adding weight to try to get the right swing weights, but we're not affecting the CG location. And once again, it's not something necessarily that we want consumers changing. You know, it's not for that. We don't want people playing them without the screws in them. So don't do that. I believe even the way that the screw is in there is not going to work with a regular wrench, so that should help. But we have, multiple weights. We have a 4-gram, we have an 8-gram, and a 12-gram, and that can help us really dial in those builds. So if you're someone who is buying an MB, you're going to get a very, very precise precision instrument to use out there.
I love it. Dave Neville, Callaway Golf, talking the new Apex MB irons from Callaway Golf. These high-performance 20V grooves, tell me about those.
Yeah, so what we're trying to do there, BT, is really eliminate the flyers. So it's interesting with players who are more kind of either single-digit or mid-handicappers, they want the ball to go as far as possible. But we know with tour players, they don't necessarily want their 7-iron to go 200 yards. Although, you know, like if you put a regular Apex in their hands, they could probably hit that. It's all about precision and hitting that exact number. So what you get with the 20V grooves is very consistent spin rates, and it really helps to eliminate the jumpers out of the rough. And even if you miss the center of the face, which tour pros do sometimes as well, you want to have that consistent spin rate.
Philosophically, Dave, who should be looking at the MBs, and how different are they than, say, the Apex Pros, for instance?
Yeah, so they're going to have a lot of difference with the Apex Pro. And we have tour players who play the Apex Pro, both on PGA, PGA across the board. But like an Apex Pro is going to have the face cup in the lower lofts in the 3 through the 7. So that's going to give you a lot more ball speed. And when we talk about kind of the continuum of ball speed, face cup we feel is the best ball speed producing technology that's out there in the industry. Then you can have a face plate, and we'll talk about that with the CB, which is not quite as hot, but does give you a little bit extra COR there. Then you have kind of this one-piece forging, single-piece forging, which is what the MB is. So it's not necessarily going to give you a lot of extra power through the club, but you're going to have really good consistency across the face because it is a single-piece 1025 forged. So you got to be a better player, and also a player who likes to work the ball. You know, there's a lot of better players, even tour players, who don't necessarily want to work the ball. And so maybe the MB is not right for them. You know, MB tends to be one of our best irons out on tour, but it's not always the number one out there. So really for that player who likes to work the ball, and you got to have good turf interaction and be able to have good strikes to it. And there's a lot of people who just like to look down at that gorgeous MB blade shape, as you were talking about before, BT.
Oh, man. Brian's smiling, grinning from ear to ear.
I love it. I love it, Dave. I've played blades in the past when, you know, and sometimes I actually hit them a little bit better. There's something about the way I grew up. And I don't know, maybe not. But I got to think that even today's blades are a little bit more forgiving and playable than the stuff I grew up with. I mean, those things were, if nothing else, the head's got to be a little bit bigger, right?
Yeah, the head's a little bit bigger than they were back in the day. And also we work hard on the CG positioning, and CG stands for center of gravity. And you want to have that really in the right spot. And back in the day, we're talking 80s, 90s, there just wasn't the technology to really know exactly where that CG position was going to be and be able to affect that by how wide the sole is, the top line, the hosel length. I mean, these have a really interesting longer hosel. and a transitioning hosel throughout the set. It's like something very minor, but that's the type of thing that affects the CG that makes these a playable blade.
Let's move in, because it's not the only player's iron that you're releasing right now, Dave. Bob, you wanted to introduce the X-Forge CB irons.
The X-Forge CB irons. Tell us a little bit about those, and especially for all types of players.
Yeah, this is an interesting one, Bob, because typically the CB category, kind of that player CB category, it doesn't have a ton of technology. It's been a lot like the MB, and it's just been a cavity back without a lot of tech. But you know us at Callaway, we're always pushing. We're always about innovation. So we wanted to look at how do we take the CB to the next level. So we're going from a single piece 1025 forge to a multi-piece, multi-material construction with a ton of technology in the new X-Forge CB. And it's really all starting with tungsten. And as we know, tungsten's a very, very heavy metal, very dense. It helps us position the CG. So we have between 9 to 14 grams of tungsten inside the head, and that's out towards the toe to get the CG exactly where we want it. And then if you look at them, it's very obvious that we also have a tungsten plate in the back, and that's serving two purposes. That's helping to get the CG low and centered, but also, as we were talking about with the MB, it's also used for swing weighting purposes. So we have multiple different options there. We have a 12 gram, we have a 17 gram, we have a 22 gram that really helps us with the builds to get dialed in. So there is a ton of technology. I haven't even started talking about the faceplate either, but I'll stop there in case you guys have more questions.
The way I look at this is, by the way, and I still am smiling about looking at these, this is kind of like deciding, do I want to get like a classic Rolex watch, or am I just a little bit more enamored with the brand new Apple Watch, for instance, right? I mean, it's got so much technology and it's got a cool factor, and yet it still is high performance. So before we get into the faceplate, what category of player would you say this fits into? And can you compare this a little bit better to maybe the Apex Pro?
Yeah, so this is really, we call that kind of player's performance type of iron. And we will have tour players playing them. We already do. For example, Kevin Kisner put them in last week. But we'll also have low single-digit players, you know. So this is right up your alley, BT, you know, players who are kind of in the 0 to 5 handicap. And with the amount of technology we have, and we'll talk about the faceplate also, but, you know, it could stretch up to a 6, 7, maybe 8 handicap type of player, because the blade length of these is actually quite a bit longer than the MB. It's even longer than the Apex Pro. But the difference with the Apex Pro is that it has the face cup for ball speed. The other thing you have here is the lofts are a little bit stronger than the MB. So it's about 1 degree, which is not a lot. I mean, it's still 45 degree pitching wedge, so not super strong by any stretch, but a little bit stronger than the MB. And that's going to get you a little more ball speed and performance there also.
So the feel as compared to the MB, I know when you hit a muscle back iron and you catch it right in the middle, the feel is just like butter, soft. Do you still get those kind of feels off the face of this club as well?
Yeah, you will, because first of all, it's a forged body, forged 1025 body, and that's very, very important to the overall feel. You know, feel comes, of course, from sound and the amount of vibration you have through your hands. And so that sound and that feel coming from the 1025 construction is very, very important. And then also where you place the CG, as we were talking about, that affects the feel a lot. So say you have maybe a wedge and the CG is really, really high. You hit it low, you hit it solid, but you hit it low on the face, it's not going to feel great. Vice versa, you know, if you're hitting them a few grooves up and the CG is really, really low, it's also not going to feel great. So what we're doing with that tungsten is trying to get the CG away from the hosel, more towards the center of the score lines to really help the feel there. And then what we're doing with the faceplate, it's what we call a tour tuned faceplate, which basically means that we're taking the input from the tour players and sort of detuning it. You know, maybe it doesn't have quite as much speed as say the Apex Pro, but that's really going to help with the consistency of it. So you're going to get a little bit more ball speed than say an MB, but you're going to get some really, really good consistency. You're not going to get jumpers or flyers, which is very important to your low handicap player.
What is kind of the strategy when you're talking, when your fitters are out there talking? What are the advice that you give to players when trying to choose one of these irons?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. It kind of goes back to what you're saying. Some of these really good and better players have played blades all of their life. We had Dylan Fratelli on the Fitting Room podcast a couple months ago, and he plays the MBs, and he said, I will always play a blade. I will always play an MB. I just love the look of it. I love how the feedback it gives me. I love setting it down. And so, of course, he's going to be in the new MBs. And then there's other players like Kevin Kisner, who was playing Apex Pros. He loves the look of the new CB, and he's going to try that because it gives him a little extra help, a little extra performance. But these better players and tour players aren't going to put it in the bag unless they're better, unless there is some advantage to it. And there's a lot of guys, young guys, who've grown up who've never played the blades, and they're just not interested in it. You know, you take a guy like Xander, he's not a blade guy, and that's just him. Doesn't mean still one of the top 10 players in the world. So it just, a lot of it comes down to a preference there. When you get the players who are that good, there's certain players who want a little extra help, and then there are other players who, they see the look of the blades, and it's like you, BT, they fall in love, and they got to put them in the bag.
It's the best of Real Golf Radio.
Hey, when you're not hunting birdies on the golf course, you may just want to hunt or shoot. Get some guns and ammo. Yeah, it's what you want. It's also the name of the store. Stop in one of the four locations along the Wasatch Front with Get Some Guns and Ammo stores in Murray, Orem, Layton, and Tooele. A great selection of firearms, an indoor shooting range for rifle, pistols, and shotguns, and Get Some has a large selection of range gun rentals so you can try it before you buy it. Beginners are welcome. Come and learn from the experts at Get Some Guns and Ammo, open 7 days a week.
I'm Bob Casper with the Casby Real Estate Group, where we have more than 40 years of combined real estate experience in Utah. We understand that the way people buy and sell is rapidly changing, and life's biggest moves can be a stressful experience. At the Casby Real Estate Group, we provide cutting-edge technology, innovative marketing strategies, and skilled negotiation to help you reach your goals. We care about what you care about, and our most important partnership is with you. That's why I'm with Casby Real Estate Group at iPro Realty Network, where we pride ourselves on life's biggest moves simplified.
Introducing the Amazing Rewards for Business 321 program. With the Amazing Rewards for Business Visa credit card from Zions Bank, you earn 3 points for select business purchases, 2 points for travel, and 1 point for all other purchases. Learn more about the Amazing Rewards 321 program at ZionsBank.com or your local Zions Bank. Zions Bank, we haven't forgotten who keeps us in business. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. Zions Bank, a division of ZBNA, member FDIC.
Temperatures are dropping, and you know what that means. Frozen pipes, busted sprinklers, and worse. Turn to the experts at Mountain Land Supply to get you the right products for your yard that will last this time. Mountain Land Supply is an exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. That means the golf pros and superintendents trust Mountain Land Supply and Rainbird for their sprinklers, controllers, pipe, and everything they need to irrigate their golf courses. Shop where the pros shop. Go to mountainlandsupply.com to find the location nearest to you.
This is Brian Taylor. There are things in your life that stand out as significant, game changers even. They impact everything else you do. I'm not overstating when I say my choice to have LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision was one of those. Growing up, I had good vision. I never wanted glasses. One day in college, I realized I couldn't see the whiteboard. Finally, I broke down, I got glasses and contacts, and I was introduced to the world of irritated and dry eyes, contact solution, broken glasses, you name it. Finally, I had LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. This was a game changer. No more contacts, no more solution, no more glasses. Instantly, I could see. It was so easy and it worked. My only regret was waiting so long. Hoops Vision is world-renowned, and with the latest technology, they give you more options than ever. Do yourself a favor. Go to hoopsvision.com right now and schedule your free consultation. And mention Real Golf Radio and save $1,000 off your LASIK procedure. Hoops Vision is your key to making sure nothing gets between you and your life focus. It's one of those moments you'll always remember.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Now back to Brian and Bob.
All right, hopefully you enjoyed hour number one of this Thanksgiving weekend best of edition of Real Golf Radio. Tom Weisskopf, Ben Crenshaw, Dave Neville from Callaway Golf. Really appreciate them spending some time and sharing their thoughts. Still to come on the back nine, hour number two, Mike Weir, Tony Finau, and our good friend, the veteran golf journalist, on one and only Jeff Rude. It's all coming up on this Thanksgiving weekend edition of Real Golf Radio. Thanks for taking us along. We're thankful for you. We're thankful for our sponsors, our listeners, the stations that carry the show. And we've got much, much more coming up on the back nine next, right here on Real Golf Radio.
Thank you for listening to the best of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper on the Real Golf Radio Network.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As politicians continue to shut down or limit American businesses for COVID-19, the number of Americans applying for state unemployment benefits rose again last week. The latest jobless claims figures from the Labor Department, which covers the week ending November 21st, shows that 778,000 workers filed for help. The Dow Jones lost about 0.5% of its value on the news. President-elect Joe Biden wants to erase $10,000 in student loan debt per student loan. Biden reiterated his support for a provision of the HEROES Act. Under that legislation, economically distressed borrowers would immediately have $10,000 in student debt forgiven. The government would also cover monthly loan payments for people with private student loans until September 2021 and forgive $10,000 of their debt. Thanksgiving football is on for Thursday. Houston will play at Detroit, Washington at Dallas, and Baltimore at Pittsburgh for the late game. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Controversy follows a Biden cabinet pick. USA Radio News' Val Dior has the latest.
Joe Biden's transition website does not disclose that his Secretary of State pick, Tony Blinken, co-founded a consulting firm that he used to cash in on his experience working in the Obama administration. Blinken co-founded West Exec Advisors in 2018 with Michelle Flournoy, who confirmed to The Intercept that the firm was staffed with people recently coming out of government who help corporations figure out how to sell in the public sector space to navigate the Department of Defense, the intel community, law enforcement. In August, members of the Democratic Party urged Biden to cut ties with Blinken. In a letter signed by more than 275 delegates to the DNC, they wrote, quote, "We ask you not to rely on foreign policy advice from those who may have a conflict of interest as a result of their relationships and lobbying on behalf of merchants selling weapons and surveillance technology," end quote. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
I'll let the moon shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night.
He released 11 studio albums since 1986. He had 17 entries on the Billboard Hot Country Song Charts, including three that reached number two. American country music artist Hal Ketchum has died from complications of Alzheimer's disease.
I know you don't, but I do.
April of 2019, his wife Andrea announced Hal had dementia and could no longer perform. Hal Ketchum died at home in Fisher, Texas at the age of 67. COVID-19 mandates on New Yorkers for the, not me, USA Radio News' Val Dior explains.
Governor Andrew Cuomo will no longer see his elderly mother and two daughters for Thanksgiving after facing backlash for contradicting his own advice to stay away from loved ones. He said in a radio interview Monday on WAMC-FM that his 89-year-old mother and two daughters, none of whom live with him, will attend Thanksgiving at his home. Following backlash, his spokesman now tells the Daily Caller that given the current circumstances with COVID, he will have to work through Thanksgiving and will not be seeing them. Though his Thanksgiving plans did comply with his own order that no more than 10 people gather, the plans do contradict the CDC's guidance that the safest way to celebrate Thanksgiving is to celebrate at home with the people you live with. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
USA Radio News.
Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-Year Savings Event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The second nine, the finishing holes, the closing stretch. It starts now. Here's the back nine, our number two of Real Golf Radio. With the steady stripe it down the middle, make every putt because it's in your blood, Bob Casper. And that better lucky than good handled dragon flipper, Brian Taylor. Here's Brian and Bob.
Welcome in. It's hour number two, the back nine of Real Golf Radio. And happy Thanksgiving weekend. And thanks for joining us here on this best of edition of Real Golf Radio. What a front nine it was. We had Tom Weisskopf, Ben Crenshaw, and Dave Neville from Callaway Golf. Still to come here on the back nine, hour number two, we'll welcome in our good friend Mike Weir, talking about his rookie campaign on the Champions Tour, as well as insights from the 2003 Masters Champ. We had a chance to be with and visit with Tony Finau at his Finau Foundation Golf Tournament just a couple of days following the U.S. Open at Winged Foot. That was contested at Alpine Country Club, and Tony, always gracious with his time, and as well with his resources for all of the work that he did, providing meals for those children left without those during this COVID-19 pandemic. And it was thousands of meals that his foundation was able to provide during some of the hardest times. So Tony, always giving back, and we certainly appreciate his time and look forward to hearing more of his insights from the U.S. Open and looking forward to major championships going forward. Veteran golf journalist, the one and only Jeff Rude, stops by as well. A couple of weeks ahead of the Masters, getting his thoughts on that, as well as other, you know, topics, including the distance debate, which continues to rage. And again, thankful for Bob Casper. He's enjoying time with his family this weekend, as am I, and hopefully you are as well. But Bob, just one of the great men in the game of golf. His father, obviously a legend and a Hall of Famer, and Billy Casper. And he's got some tremendous insight, a tremendous eye for the game. You know, he really sees things and can point out insights. It's been fun spending the last 20 plus years watching and experiencing professional golf through the eyes of Bob Casper. We're thankful for you. Stay tuned, settle in. Hour number two, the back nine of Real Golf Radio. This best of Thanksgiving weekend edition continues next with Mike Weir kicking things off right here on Real Golf Radio. How did Callaway create their most advanced tour ball ever? They took Chrome Soft, the ball that changed the ball, and started from scratch, re-engineering every aspect of Chrome Soft from cover to core to make their best performing tour ball even better. Callaway invested significantly in their U.S.-based golf ball facility in Chicopee, Massachusetts, in order to achieve the next level of innovation. There, they built the new Chrome Soft with a larger dual soft fast core, a new high-speed mantle system, and a thinner urethane cover to deliver an unmatched combination of speed, consistency, spin, and control for complete performance. And now the new 2020 Chrome Soft and Chrome Soft X are both available with alignment enhancing triple track technology, so you'll have that performance lined up from tee to green. This ball changes everything. Get your new Chrome Soft or Chrome Soft X golf balls today at CallawayGolf.com. When it comes to putting, alignment is arguably the most important part of the equation.
Which is why Odyssey continues to set the standard for performance with the new triple track putters.
Three distinct alignment lines are now centered on every triple track putter head.
It's shocking how much easier it is to get it lined up.
You know, it's the same visual technology used to land jets on aircraft carriers.
It's that reliable and that accurate.
And once you're lined up correctly, you can focus on making a great stroke with the Stroke Lab shaft.
Get lined up with the new triple track putters at odysseygolf.com.
Odyssey, the number one putter in golf.
You might remember our supercomputer, that number-crunching golf junkie that harnessed its AI brilliance to create Flash Fades, a technology that unlocked performance never before seen in a driver. Well, after our supercomputer nailed the whole making a driver go farther thing, we gave it a new challenge, to design faces for the number one irons in golf. So our Maverick engineers meticulously programmed our supercomputer. It was churning and machine learning until... BOOM! Maverick irons! A breakthrough in iron construction with uniquely designed faces throughout every set. Highly optimized performance for every type of player. We're talking explosive distance, incredible ball speed, and pin-seeking control. As for the supercomputer... it's training for its next assignment. Maverick from Callaway, the number one irons in golf.
Have you heard? There's an all-new experience coming to St. George, Utah. Black Desert Resort at Entrada is a full community resort experience featuring a resort hotel, private residences, world-class dining and shopping, a Tom Weisskopf-designed championship golf course, and so much more. With a simple message of remarkable within reach, Black Desert Resort beckons you to visit and even stay for a lifetime. Exclusive real estate opportunities are available at blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort at Entrada, unlike anything you've experienced before.
And now, the best.
Rewind.
Cue it up.
Of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper on the Real Golf Radio Network.
Good friend Mike Weir, 2003 Masters champ. He's also an eight-time winner on the PGA Tour and playing on the Champions Tour. Three top tens in nine starts, making his 10th this week at the Charles Schwab Cup Championship, Phoenix Country Club, and joins us from there. Hey, Weirzy, how are you, man?
Hey, guys. How's it going today?
Yeah, good, man. Thanks for being with us. Appreciate it.
No problem.
So you're in Phoenix, gearing up for Augusta, you know, and it's kind of strange to be here in November. First of all, it's almost 100 degrees in Phoenix, and then you're going to head to Augusta, yeah, which is a little bit of a unique setup.
Yeah, it is totally. I mean, I guess the thing with Phoenix Country Club, it's, you know, obviously a totally different golf course, much, much shorter than Augusta National, but green speeds are pretty similar. They really have some fast greens and beautiful greens at Phoenix Country Club, so at least I probably won't be adjusting, the speed control when I go to Augusta, but, you get to air it out, I guess, a little bit more at Augusta than you do at Phoenix Country Club, that's for sure.
So are you expecting cold weather back there, and have you played the golf course in the fall yet?
You know, I've never played in the fall, and I was just looking at the forecast this morning, and yeah, I was anticipating, you know, in the weeks leading up that, you know, we'd probably have some cold mornings and maybe, you know, kind of a sweater on all day, but the forecast looks like, you know, the lows are going to be in the high 50s, 60, and the highs are going to be in the high 70s, maybe even 80 degrees most of the week. So, it looks really good for the week. I mean, there might be a little moisture, I think, you know, a couple days, a little bit of rain, but the temperatures look phenomenal for this time of year. So that's a bonus.
Hey, what are your thoughts as a past champion and, you know, going to Augusta in the fall? What do you anticipate? Obviously, it's going to be quiet and a little bit different and unique, but maybe even more of a thrill or the recognition that you are someplace special that even fewer people can attend this year.
Yeah, I mean, my guess, I guess, as good as anybody's, I think, you know, like you said, without the fans and patrons and, you know, the energy that they bring to the tournament. And, you know, back in the day, it was the Jack Nicklaus roar. You knew that. And now in our generation, it's the Tiger roar. You knew when he was making a move. And, you know, we won't be hearing those things. But it's still Augusta National, still, you know, a demanding test of precision, power, precision golf around the greens. I anticipate it'll still be very difficult. You know, with the weather conditions that they've even had the last couple of weeks, I know they've gotten some rain. It's been fairly warm. So I'm sure the turf conditions are going to be, you know, probably better than expected this time of year. And I think, you know, the green speeds, what they can do with, you know, manipulating the green speeds there, I think they'll be able to get those up to speed. So I don't think the golf course is going to play a whole lot different. You know, the atmosphere certainly will, but I don't think the golf course will play significantly different.
Mike, you won in a year where it was a little softer. The golf course was softer. There was a lot of rain. You relied heavily on your wedge game and your short game. Do you think that's if the golf course is a little bit softer because of the moisture it's received, do you think that's going to come into play more for a lot of the players?
I mean, for players like myself and Zach Johnson and guys like that, it will. But, you know, the power that these guys have, I think, you know, they're going to be so far down there anyways. The guys can carry the ball so far now. I mean, the guys can, you know, air it out, you know, 325 yards and, you know, probably 20 of the guys can do that. And then you have Bryson who's hitting it maybe, you know, can maybe hit a 350 in the air. So they're still going to be hitting some shorter irons into some of these holes where, you know, someone like myself on holes 1 and 5 and 7 and 10, 11, all those holes, I'm going to be hitting, you know, some long irons, you know, hybrids into some of those holes where those guys are going to be hitting some shorter irons. So, you know, still favors the longer player. Yet at the same time, if you are dialed in with your wedges and you can take advantage of the par fives and really have a great wedge week and putt well, you can still, you know, I can still go around there and shoot, you know, 68 or, you know, have a phenomenal day, shoot 66 or something. And, you know, that's still in the realms. If it's warm and the ball's getting out there a little bit, I can score. When I play casual rounds around there and it's warm and the ball's traveling a little bit more, it's amazing how, you know, 70 degrees compared to 55 degrees, I've played in both and how much the golf course plays so different when it's much cooler. I mean, you know, I struggle to shoot even par if it's, you know, cool and tougher conditions and the ball's not traveling. But if it warms up and the ball's going, you know, I can shoot some scores around there.
2003 Masters champ Mike Weir joining us here on our Masters preview edition of Real Golf Radio. How about the fact that there'll be no grandstands, no fans from a sightline standpoint? I think about coming into 2, maybe coming up 7, some of those, you know, areas where maybe you had a little bit of depth perception, call it, you know, maybe even up into 3 as well. You've played there, obviously, you know, when all of that hasn't been there from an infrastructure standpoint and fan participation. What are your thoughts on that for some of the players that are going to be seeing that for maybe some of the first times?
Yeah, that, you know, there are some, you know, different sight lines when you play the tournament in April and maybe you go there in March and play it and things are just getting set up, or late February and all, everything's not set up yet, you know. And when you get there tournament week, it can look like a totally different golf course. So for those young guys and guys playing for the first time, you know, they haven't experienced with what it's like with, you know, all the people in the grandstands and how different the golf course feels compared to when you're playing a casual round. So it's going to feel like that. It's going to feel like that casual round, I guess, sight lines and setup, but yet it's not going to have I'm sure the golf course will still have the fire of the tournament, you know, and the extra things. You know, you go around there and play a casual round, and if you hit one that comes up short on 13, for example, or 15, the ball hangs on the bank. And you can just chip it up there and make your birdie and move on when you're playing a casual round. Well, in the tournament, you know, that's shaved and you know, now you're looking at 6 and it's a totally different golf course. Same with so many other holes where the ball will sit right on the edge of the green compared to when they you know, the agronomy team gets out there and shaves everything down and gets it prepped for the tournament, that ball rolls, you know, 20 yards down the fairway or 20 yards off the back of the green instead of sitting up on that little bit of extra turf that's there for the members.
When are you going to be arriving at Augusta this week, and how important, with the event being in the fall, are practice rounds going to play into somebody being there?
Yeah, there's a few of us here from the Champions Tour, Longer and Sandy Lyle, myself and Jose Maria. We have a plane going Sunday night, and we'll get in there late Sunday night as soon as the tournament is done here in Phoenix, which is nice. And so, yeah, we'll get a full day, and, you know, we got another wrinkle that we've had to deal with as far as COVID. You know, you have to get a COVID test, and you have to wait for that result before you're allowed on property. So at least getting there Sunday night, we can do that Monday morning, and then hopefully by sometime in the afternoon, we'll be allowed to get to the course and get on the course a little bit on Monday. So you don't feel like you've lost the whole day. Let's say if we waited to travel Monday, and you have the whole day of travel Monday, and then you have to do the COVID test Tuesday. So that kind of shortens the week a lot. So yeah, lucky to be able to get in there Sunday. And yeah, I think getting on the course a little bit more this time of year, familiarizing yourself with it and seeing how it's playing and see how each day, I mean, that's the one thing about Augusta National. Every day the golf course changes a little bit, you know, Monday to Wednesday, it changes quite a bit. And then Thursday, you notice quite a bit of change. Usually come the first round of the tournament. So that's the, I think the thing the average fan doesn't know is how much Augusta National can change day to day. And if they see scoring, you know, how they don't want it, if the scoring's too good, you know, the next day, it's amazing how firm and fast that place is. And, you know, they can just do that course. You know, that's the benefit of having a tournament, a major championship at the same course every year. You know, they can kind of perfect the setup and perfect how they want the golf course to play any given year. So I think to answer your question, yeah, I think it's imperative to get on the course instead of hitting balls and just chipping around the chipping green and hitting lots of putts. I think it's imperative to get on the course and play as many holes as you can.
Yeah, it'll be easier too. You'll have less people to deal with, easy to get in and out. Yeah. Here's the question everybody wants to know, though. When you get to 16 in the practice round, are you going to skip one or are you not going to skip one?
That's right. Yeah, nobody, you know, out of tradition, since it's become a tradition here the last 10 years or so, I think, yeah, I'm going to skip one. I think whoever I'm playing with. I'm playing with three Canadian guys, which is cool. On Tuesday, we've got the Canadian group. First time that four Canadians have played in the Masters, so all four of us are going to play on Tuesday. So, yeah, I'm sure we'll have a little side bet for a toonie, a $2 bet or something, closest to the hole or something.
Hey, Mike, we appreciate you taking some time. We're looking forward to watching next week. We're bummed that first time in 20 years we won't be on site, but we'll be covering from afar, and we'll be cheering you on for sure. You know, but before we let you go, got to ask you, Champions Tour. This is your 10th time teeing it up on a Champions Tour. Three top 10s and 9 starts, had the runner-up finish taking on Phil a couple of weeks ago. How are you feeling about your game, and how are you enjoying the Champions Tour?
Yeah, overall, I feel good about my game. It's still been not quite as consistent as I've wanted. It's coming. I mean, I feel, you know, for the most part, I feel really good with my game. My putting, I would say, that has been a little bit more inconsistent than what I've wanted. I guess that's probably the one thing that's been, my ball striking in general has been good, but it's a little bit more consistent with putting, and I think I'll find myself in the mix a little bit more. But I've really enjoyed myself. You know, it's great to see the guys that I grew up playing with, in the late 90s, early 2000s, guys I looked up to, you know, playing with Bernhard Langer and seeing what he's doing at 62, 63 years old. It's just incredible to watch his work ethic, his discipline, and all the guys. You know, I was told, hey, Mike, when you get out here, it's so great, it's so laid back, you know, you got the range to yourself, you can go on the course and no one's out there. And that's a bunch of, you know what, because everybody's grinding hard out here. It's amazing how hard the guys work and work on their game, and they have pride in their games. And I love it. I love that the guys all work hard, and everybody wants to play well, and it's a lot of fun.
It's the best of Real Golf Radio.
Hey, Hey, when you're not hunting birdies on the golf course, you may just want to hunt or shoot. Get some guns and ammo. Yeah, it's what you want. It's also the name of the store. Stop in one of the four locations along the Wasatch Front with Get Some Guns and Ammo stores in Murray, Orem, Layton, and Tooele. A great selection of firearms, an indoor shooting range for rifle, pistols, and shotguns, and Get Some has a large selection of range gun rentals so you can try it before you buy it. Beginners are welcome. Come and learn from the experts at Get Some Guns and Ammo, open 7 days a week.
Introducing the Amazing Rewards for Business 321 program. With the Amazing Rewards for Business Visa credit card from Zions Bank, you earn 3 points for select business purchases, 2 points for travel, and 1 point for all other purchases. Learn more about the Amazing Rewards 321 program at ZionsBank.com or your local Zions Bank. Zions Bank, we haven't forgotten who keeps us in business. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. Zions Bank, a division of ZBNA, member FDIC.
This is Brian Taylor. There are things in your life that stand out as significant, game changers even. They impact everything else you do. I'm not overstating when I say my choice to have LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision was one of those. Growing up, I had good vision. I never wanted glasses. One day in college, I realized I couldn't see the whiteboard. Finally, I broke down. I got glasses and contacts, and I was introduced to the world of irritated and dry eyes, contact solution, broken glasses, you name it. Finally, I had LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. This was a game changer. No more contacts, no more solution, no more glasses. Instantly, I could see. It was so easy and it worked. My only regret was waiting so long. Hoops Vision is world renowned, and with the latest technology, they give you more options than ever. Do yourself a favor. Go to hoopsvision.com right now and schedule your free consultation. And mention Real Golf Radio and save $1,000 off your LASIK procedure. Hoops Vision is your key to making sure nothing gets between you and your life focus. It's one of those moments you'll always remember.
You might know Mountain Land Supply for its plumbing products, but did you know Mountain Land Supply also carries landscaping, irrigation supplies, and tools? They can help you design and calculate the exact feet of pipe, sprinkler heads, and nozzles to use for your yard. Using smartphone technology, you can even control your watering with state-of-the-art controllers. For all your landscaping needs, go to mountainlandsupply.com to find the location nearest you.
Hi, fellow sports fans. It's Ned Siegfried. What would we do without sports? Following our favorite sports teams, whether it be the Jazz or the Utes or the Cougs, takes our mind off the many challenges in life. Accidents and their resulting injuries are certainly unexpected challenges that many people are forced to deal with. If you're one of these people, we'd love to talk to you about your situation. Call us at 801-222-2222. We'll talk to you for free. Or visit us at SiegfriedandJensen.com.
You're listening to the best of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper on the Real Golf Radio Network.
All right, we're here at the Tony Finau Foundation Golf Tournament at Alpine Country Club with the man himself, Tony Finau, right fresh off of the 120th U.S. Open at Wingfoot. I got to tell you, did it feel like a completely different game of just being out there with you could actually find your golf ball and play without all that rough today?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, coming from Wingfoot over here to Alpine, quite a different golf course, different test, but and it was so fun to be here. We appreciate you guys supporting our foundation and just everybody that came out and supports the Tony Finau Foundation. It's quite a special year. We didn't know if we're going to have our event this year. You know, just I think a couple months ago, you know, I just talked with our team and said, hey, what do you guys think about still having our event? And we just thought that, you know, it'd bring some cool vibes to our community. And I don't think there's ever a wrong time to, you know, to give back. So we were able to pull it off this year, and thanks to everybody that came out.
So I wanted to talk to you a little bit about Wingfoot. We talked about it on the practice tee earlier, and you asked me if I had ever played it when my dad was alive and that kind of thing. You know, of course, my dad won there in 1959, but you said those final three holes are just, like, killer tough.
Yeah.
So talk to a little bit about that.
Yeah, so 16, 17, and 18 at Wingfoot I think are about as tough as it gets. You can't lose a golf ball there. I mean, unless you lose it in the rough, but there's no penalty shots there.
Yeah.
And you saw how many guys were making bogeys and doubles on those holes. It's so demanding off the tee. Number 16 is a dogleg left, and the fairway slopes left to right.
Uh-huh.
So you have to hit a ball that moves right to left. You have to. If you hit a straight ball or a ball that moves left to right, it's going through the fairway if it lands in the fairway. And the wind was down off the left every day. Mm. 17 is the same amount of slope on the fairway, left to right, but it's a dogleg right, so you have to hit it in the left 8 to 10 yards of the fairway, or else that's bouncing into that bunker.
And how long is 17?
Both holes are 17 is 520, par 4, 16 is 505, and 18 is 450, but it's a hard dogleg left with a green that's almost impossible to hit from the fairway. So from the rough, you have no chance. So, I mean, to finish on those three holes, you literally are just kind of buckling your seatbelt, and hopefully you just, you know, you get through somehow. So I was able to play those holes in even par, you know, the last day, and I just shot off the leaderboard doing that, you know. But it's a heck of a test. It's fair, you know. It's not like it's unfair, but you have to hit the shot that it requires or you're going to be in trouble. So it was a heck of a test, you know, a great test of golf, and I don't think you can overstate how good a score that is for Bryson to win at 6-under. He ran away from the field there on the back nine. It was his tournament. It was just his time. You know, I think what he's been able to do with his game, his body, you know, obviously works for him. And he's really, I think, you know, turned a lot of heads to in our game to distance being everything.
Okay, I got to ask you. I wasn't going to get there yet, but since you brought Bryson up, there's a lot of discussion, right? I mean, Bryson has spent a long time trying to change his body, to change his game, to seek for distance. Yeah. You're kind of interesting because you have more distance and you've actually spent all that time dialing it back. Yeah. So talk to me about the dichotomy there, the two different schools of thought.
Yeah, well, I came from hitting it really far, but really far offline as well. And so, you know, I had to learn how to hone it in just to compete at a high level. And now, you know, I'm thinking about going back, you know, now that I've kind of honed in my technique and my mechanics, I have the mechanics, I think the proper mechanics to now ramp it up. You know, I don't think I had good enough mechanics to play at a high speed and compete. But I think I do now. And I think for sure, you know, it makes someone like me think, you know, the way that they set up major championships, it favors the guys that hit it far because of how tight it is for everybody. I don't think anybody hit over 60% of fairways last week at the U.S. Open. That's very telling for anyone. So it basically just tells you whoever was hitting it the furthest in the rough was going to have the advantage because everybody was hitting it in the rough. If it's a 50-50 chance off the tee box, basically which was what it was for anybody to hit the fairway. If you got a guy like Zach Johnson that's only hitting 50% of the fairways and I'm hitting 50% of the fairways, I'm going to have a huge advantage just in the fact that I'm hitting it from 50 yards closer to him from the rough. So the game has changed in a sense where Bryson makes you think about really the farther you hit it and as long as you can control it to a certain extent and give yourself an angle, you're going to be able to contend in some of these majors.
Because you get loft. Loft is your friend at that point, right?
Loft is your friend, and speed is always your friend. I think most people talk about the distance aspect of it off the tee, but – if I can swing faster than the next guy, that means I'm hitting less club from the fairway, even if we're the same yardage. Or I can advance the ball further out of the rough because I can create more speed out of there. You know, I saw a lot of guys chipping out last week. I had some horrendous lies at Wingfoot last week, but I never chipped out. I was still strong enough to hit a ball 180, 190 yards and advance it that far with the most worst lies I had. But that's what speed does. You know, that's not really technique or anything. That's what, you know, brute strength and speed does. And so I do think that there's some element to that I can continue to incorporate in my game and just kind of ramping it up.
Sorry, Bob, just following up. Okay. What's the longest club you were able to hit out of there? Like lowest loft, I guess. I mean, could you hit 4 irons out of there? Did you ever try hitting any hybrids? You probably hit it far enough you didn't need to do that, but
yeah, six iron was kind of the club that where I felt like if it was a really, really bad lie, that was the lowest amount of loft I'd be able to get out of there and still gouge it out to a certain distance. But luckily for me, I didn't really have too many of those, even on those really long par fours. You know, I was hitting my drive long enough to where, you know, I was only 170, 180 at the front where I could chase an 8 or 9 iron kind of right up to the front edge. And that's where kind of I love Wingfoot, the way they set the golf course up, just in that and the course design. There was no bunkers ever guarding any right. green. So you could always run a ball up to the green.
Right.
And I think that's a great way that's just a great, you know, architect way to set up a golf course.
Yeah. So how does the USGA go, or even the tour, or even major championships, how do they go out and with the setup kind of negate that whole situation that gives the advantage so much to the guy that hits it so far?
I think what you're asking is how do they set it up just almost more fair for everybody to contend?
Yeah.
They have to widen the fairways for the guys that are flying at 280.
Right.
If it's just as narrow, if not more narrow, at 280 than it is at 315.
Right.
Then the advantage of the is to the guys that are at 315.
Right.
Just I feel like widening the fairways about 15, 20 yards to make us think that, oh, we're going to have an 80% higher likability to hit this fairway with a 3-iron here.
Right.
Than I am to just smash my driver up further up. So at least that's how I look at it, or will interpret that question. But length is a big advantage no matter what. And I think there's not going to be enough talk about still putting the golf ball in the hole. You know, you could hit it, you know, where Bryson hit it all day. But if you're still not gouging it out into the greens and making a bunch of putts, you're not going to shoot the number that he did. So, you know, he scored his golf ball the way he needed to, and six under par at Wingfoot through four rounds in those conditions, that wind, and to finish his first major is really impressive.
Is there Tony Finau joining us here from the Tony Finau Foundation Golf Tournament? Do you buy into the notion that players today are better than players of the past, or is it simply just a different in physical makeup from golfers in the past? Because that's kind of been an interesting discussion this week, as we've seen some of the old scores from back in the day be such higher than what we saw this week.
Yeah, I think you have to believe in evolution in sports. And what I mean by that is just athletes in every sport, I believe, get bigger, faster, stronger, and smarter, I feel like. I think there are if you are a great during your time, I think you're going to be a great in any era, because that speaks to, I think, kind of the personalities more and what it takes to win. Like your dad, right? Yeah. Like Billy, he would be great in any era. There's, you know, his game would translate because he's a winner. You can't take that away from anybody. But you have to believe in evolution. Not only the equipment is better for us, but I think that the coaching, like there's actual such thing as being a golf coach now. There's a such thing as being a trainer. There's a such thing as being a psychiatrist, a psychologist, and all those things, you know, and that plays, you know, we're playing for a lot of money these days to where we have the luxury to handpick these guys that we want to be part of our team. If you see Bryson practice, he's with 5-6 guys every time he practices. You know, I played practice rounds with him, and then I played with him in the first two rounds at Wingfoot last week. You know, it's pretty crazy, really, how many people he has around him, but that's what keeps it simple for him. You know, obviously it's simple enough for him to compete at a high level. But I do believe in evolution in sports. I have a hard time just thinking that guys that are dominating our game now wouldn't have dominated the game back in the day. Yeah. Just from sheer athleticism and the skill levels. You know, but great players from any era, I think, would be great in any era. To not trample down on the guys that have come before us. But the game has, I think, moved to an area where there just, I think, are more skilled players, I think, than there's ever been.
Do you think it's too easy, or is this distance thing a problem in your mind?
Oh, heck no. If you ever ask me anything about easy in golf, I just feel like those two words should never coexist. So I think distance is a huge advantage, and you can never overstate how much of an advantage it is. Tiger started all that, I think, you know, and even when Jack dominated, he was the longest. Tiger came on and took that to a whole another level, hitting it 30 yards further than the next guy, and then just being better than everybody else at everything else. And now you kind of see that with somebody like Bryson, where he says, "I'm going to hit it further than everybody else now and see how that goes for me." Yeah. And here he has, you know, he has his first major. And you know, I think it's interesting. You know, Bryson hasn't performed particularly well for someone of his skill level, I feel like, for the last few years in major championships and then in big events. You know, if we go back to the Ryder Cup, we go to the President's Cup, he doesn't have a great record at all. But I think his thinking was, I'm going to play better in the big tournaments if I get longer. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what kind of his whole deal was, you know, why he wanted to get better as a player, and that's where his advantage was going to be, and it's proving to be a huge advantage now, and that's why I think everybody's thinking about it. But I don't, drawing the ball back, I don't think is the right way to think about it. I think, you know, there's so many great athletes that play now, a lot of us that can swing with a lot of club head speed, and we would only have more of an advantage if we went back to a ballata ball. I would hit it further past the guys that hit it shorter, and they would just be further away from me with a ballata ball. So I don't think that there, you know, I think if you make the driver size like 300cc is like the absolute max, and the sweet spot has to be smaller, because they test our drivers, you know, every week, you know, it's like every other week my driver's getting tested for, you know, like trampoline face, because I'm one of the longer guys out there and almost all of us are getting the same testing. They need a test for sweet spot. You know, we shouldn't be able to hit it on the toe and have the ball still go straight, or hit it on the heel and have the ball still go straight. You know, I think the golf balls we can use to our advantage, but the technology that we use to hit the ball, the sweet spot needs to be smaller, I feel like, to that's the first place I feel like they should go outside of the golf ball.
So how does like flight scope and TrackMan and all that kind of thing, how do you equate that into your game to help you maximize and improve with that type of technology?
Yeah, it's huge. You know, I started using the Foresight Sports thing, just like it's the same thing as TrackMan, about 6 months ago, just right during quarantine. And it was huge. It taught me a lot about my body.
It's the best of Real Golf Radio.
Born from 10 years of research and innovation, the shaft synonymous with high performance and unrivaled feel is back. Introducing the all-new Mottori X from Fujikura. Built to amplify the performance of today's driver heads with a reinforced bias core and a torsionally stiffened handle, Mottori X doesn't just add speed and stability, it multiplies it. Get custom fit from Mottori X today.
When I'm not on the golf course, you'll probably find me in a river. Sometimes I only have a short time to fish. Sometimes I'm out all day going from spot to spot. Either way, I always wrestle with transporting my fly rod. Well, I found the perfect solution. The River Quiver by Riversmith. Handcrafted and designed in Boulder, Colorado by fishermen for fishermen. This premium rooftop fly rod holder transports your fully assembled, fully rigged fly rod safely and securely so you're ready to fish. And it looks sick on the roof rack. Locked, loaded, ready to fish. Get your River Quiver at Riversmith.
At Callaway, we've spent years obsessing over how to deliver golfers a better tour ball. New materials were discovered. Recipes were fine-tuned. Then, finally, all the blood, sweat, and late nights in the lab produced Chrome Soft, the ball that changed the ball. Soon, Callaway was the fastest-growing major golf ball brand in the game. You'd think after such a feat, we sat back and cracked a cold one. No way. Come on, man. That wasn't enough. Instead, our engineers set out to achieve the next big thing, a complete reinvention. That's right. We blew it all up and doubled down big time, investing in our Massachusetts ball plant with state-of-the-art machinery and expanding our team of progressive thinking engineers, all in pursuit of a revolution in golf ball innovation. So, here we are, a new Chrome Soft with game-changing distance, incredible feel, and exceptional control. Our highest quality and most consistent tour ball imaginable. The new Chrome Soft 2020. This ball changes everything.
Those who know love heading to St. George, Utah for year-round fun, especially golf. But where to stay is always a challenge, and getting a tee time can be tough. What if there was a Scottsdale-style golf resort in St. George where you can stay and play? And what if you could own your own residence there? Well, now there is. Introducing Black Desert Resort at Entrada. The second and final chapter of the Entrada vision offers a full community with exceptional amenities from residential villages, hiking trails through preserved lava flows, spa, world-class dining and shopping, and a Tom Weisskopf Championship golf course. It's literally an outdoor paradise that will strengthen family bonds and make lifelong memories. That's life at Black Desert. Find out how you can stake your claim at blackdesertresort.com. blackdesertresort.com. Exclusive real estate opportunities are available now. Black Desert Resort at Entrada. Unlike anything you've experienced before.
You're listening to the best of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper on the Real Golf Radio Network.
Really thrilled to have our next guest join us. He's a longtime golf journalist, has covered over 100 major championships, including 82 consecutive. That's pretty impressive. He hates to be rude. You know it. Jeff Rude joining us right now. Jeff, how are you, man?
You know, I'm good. I was born rude, so I have a built-in excuse. Other people don't really necessarily have an excuse.
Well, people taking a lot of liberty with being rude these days, I'll tell you that.
No, I hear you. It's it's not only election season; it's rude season.
Yeah,
with a small R, by the way.
Well, we miss seeing you. We miss seeing a lot of people. We just haven't obviously been traveling this year, and nonetheless, excited that the Masters is going to take place in 2 weeks. And just your initial thoughts on the Masters taking place under the conditions and circumstances that they're forced to.
Well, everybody's had to make adjustments in all aspects of life, you know, there are obviously a lot of hardships with a lot of people. So, you know, Augusta had to do what they had to do with no patrons and move it to November. And, you know, it's going to be a different experience. It's going to be colder, less daylight. You know, they're going to finish about 3 hours earlier than normal on Sunday. They're going to finish at 3 o'clock. The ball's not going to carry as much. You know, I think practice rounds will mean more this year than before because they're getting a different kind of golf course with conditions and how far does the ball carry and fly. We're going into major guys where, you know, the ball is going so far. I don't think you'll see the ball go as far in November, you know, and when it's colder in Augusta. But, you know, particularly if you have a 7:30 tee time or whatever, you know, an early morning tee time there. But the ball is going so far. To me, it's going to be interesting, and I'd like to know what you guys have to think. What the Masters does between the November Masters and the April Masters. I mean, if they see that ball, you know, if they see DeChambeau carrying the ball 401, like he supposedly did the other day, you know, what are we going to see in April? Are we going to see a Masters ball? Are we going to see more trees planted? Are we going to see fairways pinched at 350? You know, because they're landlocked. They've already bought land over at Augusta Country Club to move back to 13th Tee. But I don't know what else they can really do. You know, there was talk several years ago about a Masters ball. I mean, if anybody can rein it in, you know, I know as everybody knows, the USGA and the RNA are looking at the ball. Jack Nicklaus has been trying to get the USGA to roll the ball back for 40 years. You know, what we saw at Wingfoot at the U.S. Open was something way different. It's going to be interesting to see not only what happens at, you know, the Masters has the next two majors with that, but in the next year, the next 5 years, the next 10 years, how far is too far?
I'll go first, Bob. I'm anxious to see this as well, Jeff. I'll start off by saying, you know, the one great thing about Augusta, they've always made changes and adjustments to the venue in order to maintain the integrity of the golf course and the tournament. And it's continued to be a challenge. We all remember the Tiger proofing, you know, which seemed to work. He didn't win one from, 2005 to 2019. So whatever they did actually did tiger-proof it in some regards. Tiger probably had a hand in tiger-proofing it too, some of the things he went through.
Right.
But nevertheless, it's always interesting to me when I look at that media guide, knowing that that's the same golf course, even with the changes, the same golf course, those records that stand year after year. And the one that stands out to me is that no player has fired four rounds in the 60s at the Masters. So we've had 18 under shot twice, right? Tiger and Spieth both did it. They didn't shoot four rounds in the 60s. So if you're going to absolutely obliterate the golf course and try to make Augusta National look silly, you're probably going to do it with four rounds in the 60s. And Augusta National has shown that they can control and at least keep some of the best players in the world from doing those types of things. So I still think it presents the same challenges. Still think there's so much on the line. It's not going to be, you know, the CJ Cup or any of those types of things. Even though Bryson did it at the U.S. Open at Wingfoot, I mean, talk about a classic historic venue. But I think Augusta is going to be a great challenge, even if they're, you know, coming in with short irons to a lot of these greens.
Well, they can control it with green speeds and pin placements. They have the sub air that can control the speeds. And I think it's going to be easier to do in November than in April. You know, I think is it going to put Bob? What were you telling me off air that what Tiger was hitting in when he was playing? He played it in November before hitting three wood in the 10, three wood in the 18. I mean, that's
three wood in the 1 and three wood into 18.
One and 18.
Yeah,
that blows my mind.
I find that hard to believe. Was he playing left-handed or what?
Especially one.
The other thing you've got to understand is he also came out and said that he thinks it's going to be more like a Zach Johnson, an event where scores are guys aren't going to be able to hit par fives, and you're going to see with the wind and the coolness of the temperatures. You're going to see higher scores and a score that's going to be a little bit closer to par.
Could be. So Mother Nature is going to slow down Bryson DeChambeau, or as I like to call him, Bison DeChambeau.
Bison. Yep.
Yeah. So maybe Mother Nature is the only people that can the only thing that can slow him down, or other bombers. I mean, we are, Tiger ushered in the bomber era in 96, 97, and now we're seeing it even escalate more.
Hey, Jeff, you've covered more Masters than I've even watched. What do you think about the uniqueness this year? No fans. I'm assuming the grandstands will be down, which is going to give us some unique sight lines. We've seen that from some of the other majors, right? And the fact that we won't have any roars, down in Amen Corner. Tell us about some of the uniqueness that you've seen and experienced and how you think this one will stand out in that unique way.
You know, it's been a long time since we've had split tees where you tee them off one and 10. First Masters was in 79. I think it was 80 or 81. There were some weather issues where they teed them off a 1 and 10. It was a very interesting thing. I was at breakfast. I was reading the two great columnists in Atlanta, Furman Bisher and Louis Grizzard, who then was a Cityside columnist. And Grizzard was in the hospital writing columns. He just had like quadruple bypass surgery. And he was writing a humor column about being in the hospital with quadruple bypass surgery, and Furman was acting when the split tees came about. Furman wrote, "My God, man, this is the Masters. How dare we tee him off of 1 and 10?" It was like the opposite. It was joking about heart surgery and acting like 1 and 10 at Augusta was serious as a heart attack. Listen, there's been so, as I said, I used the word hardship earlier. There's been so many, adjustments this year with the pandemic and 2020 being crazy and people losing their jobs and can't pay their mortgage and rent and hardship and can't go to funerals and weddings and so forth. So just the fact that the Masters is pulling this off where people can watch it is, I think, a great thing.
Your thoughts about College Game Day? College Game Day is going to be at Augusta National on Saturday morning.
Well, I think that's kind of cool. I think that's thinking outside the box. They think outside the box of some things and not other things. Obviously, the visual technology on the golf course is, I asked Billy Payne, the former chairman a few years ago. I said, let's take the Players' Championship, where at all times you know what's going on at the Players' Championship. There's big scoreboards and jumbotrons and video. You don't have to leave at noon on Sunday and go home to watch it on TV. You can be out there and know what's going on. And I asked Billy, can we ever see anything like that at Augusta? And he said, we have a lot of technology here at Augusta, Augusta National. All of it's underground. I don't know what year we should take in the pool of when Augusta has high tech above ground, but it'll be interesting to see if down the road they do it.
Interesting. Jeff Rue joining us here on Real Golf Radio. One of your colleagues, Tim Rosefort, who retired from Golf Channel last year, and he was announced this week that he was named as an honorary member of the PGA of America. Your favorite thoughts on Rosie?
Well, we go back a long time. We covered Florida State football together in the late 70s. One of the first Masters that he covered and I covered, maybe 1980, I remember driving across town to his rental house and picking him up and driving him to Augusta National. You know, again, I've known him for what, 42 years. It was a great gesture by the PGA of America, to first journalist ever to be named an honorary PGA member. You know, he's had a hard time with onset, Alzheimer's, God bless him. I sent him a note today thinking about you, miss you. Congratulations. Sending prayers and warm thoughts. My heart extends to Tim, and I'm happy that he got this award.
That's very, very nice.
Hard worker. He worked very, very hard at it.
Yes.
And, he was a good reporter, and he was good on the air, and he's a good guy.
I got one more for you. We're going to have Ben Crenshaw join us next. 25 years ago, he won that 1995 Masters. Your memories of that particular, obviously it was an emotional win.
Well, it was. I was at the Dallas Morning News then, and that week I had three front-page stories. I'm talking about front pages of the newspaper. I got a call on that Sunday night before the Masters that Harvey Fenech died, and the call came to me about 11 p.m. It was the 11 o'clock hour, and I immediately called the paper and said, "Hey, Harvey Fenech died." We had an advance obit in there, but I did a quick top in about, I don't know, 15 minutes. It felt like about 2 minutes, and you know, topped the advance obit and ran on the front page of the paper. Crenshaw was not in form, left Augusta to go back to Harvey's funeral, as did Tom Kite. Nobody could have seen this coming. If any event I've ever covered had divine intervention, that was it. It was a beautiful thing to see, but it was hard to imagine. It was one of those things you really couldn't believe what you were seeing, because his game was not sharp going into that week, and he was playing with a heavy heart. I mean, man, I tell you what, if you don't believe in the divine after watching that tournament, then you know, you don't have a lot of faith.
It's the best of Real Golf Radio.
Hey guys, BT here, and Bob and I are two happy customers of Barbecue Pit Stop. I'm absolutely in love with my new Yoder YS640S. This is the most versatile smoker grill I've ever used, and its Wi-Fi makes it a cinch. I feel like a barbecue pit master. Hey, whatever you need, from grills and smokers to rubs and sauces, Barbecue Pit Stop has it for you in one of their three locations, Lehigh, Salt Lake, or Layton, or online at barbecuepitstop.com.
Hi, it's Ned Siegfried. Siegfried & Jensen has been around a long time. We've been handling injury cases for over 30 years. During this time, Siegfried & Jensen has had the privilege of helping tens of thousands of Utahns. If you've had the misfortune of being injured in an accident, we'd love to help you as well. To talk to us for free about your situation, call us at 801-222-2222 or visit us at SiegfriedJensen.com.
Hotel Park City, along with the Spa and Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, are open. Parents were tired, forced into homeschooling, juggling work at home and kids at home. Well, take a staycation and escape to Hotel Park City. The pool's open, fitness center, Bandana's Grill, Ruth's Chris, the Spa, and the golf course. From suites and the cottages that offer private hot tubs on the balcony and three fireplaces, you gotta get away. To Hotel Park City, call 435-940-5077. That's 435-940-5077 for reservations today.
I'm Bob Casper with the Casby Real Estate Group, where we have more than 40 years of combined real estate experience in Utah. We understand that the way people buy and sell is rapidly changing, and life's biggest moves can be a stressful experience. At the Casby Real Estate Group, we provide cutting-edge technology, innovative marketing strategies, and skilled negotiation to help you reach your goals. We care about what you care about, and our most important partnership is with you. That's why I'm with Casby Real Estate Group at iPro Realty Network, where we pride ourselves on life's biggest moves simplified.
Introducing the Amazing Rewards for Business 321 program. With the Amazing Rewards for Business Visa credit card from Zions Bank, you earn 3 points for select business purchases, 2 points for travel, and 1 point for all other purchases. Learn more about the Amazing Rewards 321 program at ZionsBank.com or your local Zions Bank. Zions Bank, we haven't forgotten who keeps us in business. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. Zions Bank, a division of ZBNA, member FDIC.
Temperatures are dropping, and you know what that means. Frozen pipes, busted sprinklers, and worse. Turn to the experts at Mountain Land Supply to get you the right products for your yard that will last this time. Mountain Land Supply is an exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. That means the golf pros and superintendents trust Mountain Land Supply and Rainbird for their sprinklers, controllers, pipe, and everything they need to irrigate their golf courses. Shop where the pros shop. Go to mountainlandsupply.com to find the location nearest to you.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Now back to Brian and Bob.
Wow, there you go. That wraps up this Thanksgiving weekend edition, a best of Real Golf Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in and being able to make it possible for us to do this show. Thank you to our sponsors, presenting sponsor Callaway Golf. Thanks so much to Black Desert Resort for their sponsorship, as well as all of our great Utah sponsors of the show. And for those of you on our flagship station, 1280 The Zone, stay tuned. Hour number three comes up next. For Dave Glass, our producer, and Bob Casper, I'm Brian Taylor, wishing you all the very best this holiday season. And we'll talk to you next week right here on Real Golf Radio.
Thank you for listening to the best of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper on the Real Golf Radio Network.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.